bada bing, bada boom.
Gentlemen, email in. John was listening at the beginning of the hour about super cooling, and he says, what if my house doesn't cool past 72 degrees, then what? Well, you just go as low as you can, and it sounds like you need an energy audit to see why it it's not retaining that energy.
Yeah, if your home isn't built well enough to store the cooling, then super cooling won't work for you. You have to have a reasonably well-built home.
Or upgrade a couple of, you know, insulation here or there. An energy audit will tell you where your biggest voids are, and you can attack those one at a time from, you know, either most critical to repair or, you know, whatever currently fits your budget, and use, you know, tackle it one step at a time.
There you go. Gives you this strategic approach to conquering your high summer bills. The unstrategic approach is just throwing money at promises marketing people make you about how much money they're going to save you.
Oh, well, I saw something interesting. Did you see that June was the highest monthly gain in new home sales since they started tracking it in 1968?
Oh, wait, Romy, wait. That's good news.
Yeah.
No. There's a ban on good news. You can't say anything good right now on the radio or in TV or in news broadcasting. No good news is allowed.
Well, that's why people tune into Rosie on the House, for the good news, for the light at the end of the tunnel.
That's right. We're the break in their week, that's for sure. Most new home sales since 1968.
Mm-hmm. In one month.
Rock 'em, sock 'em, baby. Wow. I love it.
Yeah. The Energy Storage Association estimates the current, we're currently at 18 gigawatt hours of energy storage on the grid. And by just within a few years, by 2025, they expect that to be up to 231 gigawatt hours of
storage capacity.
Storage that the grid will have to work in as a factor of energy generation and, you know, power supply. Most people are familiar with Tesla when you talk about batteries and solar. You know, Tesla's the premier name, but have you heard of Core, K-O-R-E, Power?
I have not.
I wanted to highlight them because right now they're out of Idaho and they're the only global battery supplier that's building a manufacturing plant in the U.S. specifically for batteries to be used in the U.S.
They just got my allegiance. That's awesome.
And Core. It made me think.
Core. C-O-R-E. Okay.
K-O-R-E.
K-O-R. Okay. I'm going to remember that. Okay.
Out of Idaho. And it started thinking, you know, I don't know what they're going to do with Metro Center, but, I mean, the shopping mall's closed down. You've got a huge manufacturing building right there already ready.
Yep.
You know, how long is it going to be before Paradise Valley Mall closes down?
Fiesta Mall's gone, too.
Fiesta Mall. Instead of demoing them, I mean, to me, these are perfect. I don't know if it's zoned right, or you'd have to get a...
Well, you got to be careful, because right now, they're the only gym you can use. Really? I mean, when you go to those malls, it's everybody doing laps. I mean, that's the only gym that's available right now. Hey, what's your takeaways from today's show? 8 o'clock, Greg Peterson, Urban Farmer, composting. What did you learn that hour?
Takes 6 months to get a good compost going, and you've got to have a well-balanced mix of greens and scraps.
It's odor-free and it's bug-free. I was worried it might draw roof rats. It doesn't. When it's done correctly. And boy, when it's done correctly, it's beautiful. You just pull it out of the bottom of that container and put it in there and intermingle it to your garden. It's absolutely luscious.
I'm going to call Chip Drop and get all that mulch delivered back there where your puppy's torn up my yard. That'd be a great way to mend that, huh?
Did you hear how many tons Greg said you get at one time?
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Okay. Okay, well, you get a wheelbarrow for Christmas. Nine o'clock hour. that backup generators.
I'm going to spend a couple grand on a generator.
I'm generator backed up, baby. That is a commitment that I'm going to make. That's for sure. It's the biggest reason I know to buy a home that's dual energy. You got the natural gas plumbed in. Bada bing, bada boom. 10 o'clock hour.
$250. Save all your electrical components with a whole house surge protector.
And it doesn't age out. That's lasts forever, folks. Forever. Call Bob Ross at Lightning Busters.
RosieOnTheHouse.com between now and next Saturday. We'll see y'all at 8 a.m. sharp.